This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Michelle Stevenson and her husband, Joe Brewster, have spent the past 14 years making a documentary film. They didn't have to go far to do it. They followed their son, Idris, around for 14 years while he was a student at the Dalton School in New York City, an African-American student at the mostly white Dalton School, it should be said. The movie is called American Promise. It's good to have you both in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Is this, I've been trying to figure out ever since I watched this film, is this a story, and I'll let you guys figure out who wants to answer it, is it a story of race or is it a story of class and culture?
Well, the answer is E, all of the above.
I think I only gave you two. I think C would have been all of the above. But anyway.
We don't see how you separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, and the two are inextricably linked. I mean, there were assumptions about what his background was because of his race.
Yeah.
Where we thought we were avoiding the racial achievement gap in education for boys, we found ourselves in the midst of it and in the midst of a struggle to have our son and ourselves to a certain extent understood in all our complexities.
And he is amazingly aware of it, even at a really young age. I want to play a piece of tape from this film. We're going to let it run a little bit, where he talks about and asks you, I guess, Joe, whether he would have been better off being white. Let's hit that one.
I don't know. But if I was white, then I'd be better off. Isn't that true?
You asking me?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. Well, at this school, I'm not saying I want to, but wouldn't that be, isn't that right? That's what everyone else is saying.
That would have killed me if my kid had come home and told me that. Michelle, what do you, I mean?
Yeah, I mean, what's obviously going on in that situation and what we are learning in the process through the use of the camera is he's having conversations with his peers, trying to figure out, you know, not only how they fit in, but how can they fit in and what are the things around them that are painful for them that they can't change.
You two are not forgiving parents. Your expectations are clearly extremely high for your child, for your children. How much of that, Joe, is because your children are African-American males? Do they have to be better to compete in this society?
Well, they don't have to be better, but we don't feel that they're going to compete on an unlevel playing field without being a little bit better. Without being aware of the fact that the playing field is tilted to their disadvantage.
You put Idris in Dalton, in theory, so he can get into good schools. And he does not have a great success rate in getting into the Berkeleys and the Stanfords and the Harvards and all this. If he had said at that moment when you guys were sitting in front of the laptop reading all those rejection letters, if he had said, Mom, you know, screw it. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to college. How would that have gone over? Yeah, this is one of those where we needed a video camera on you right there.
Well,
that's not possible.
Yeah, I don't think you would have made it possible. That's pretty clear in this movie.
I mean, we would have had some intense conversations.
Yeah. You guys had a lot of intense conversations.
Yeah, I
mean, it was a little bit draining actually to watch this film. It's hard. Because the choices he has to make and you guys are making are hard and the circumstances are hard?
This is a film. It's something that is just a slice of all of our lives. It's a slice that we chose to put together to make certain points, but also to touch, hopefully, at some common core humanity that we all share while trying to shed light on the types of perceptions that our boys face, but also to try to provide greater complexity on what it means just to educate children, period.
The film is called American Promise by Michelle Stevenson and Joe Brewster. They are filmmakers and parents. It's a good film. Check it out. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.